Welcome to another podcast from Air Insight, LLC.
Good morning. This is Wednesday, January 16th. This is Scott Hamilton with Addison Schoenland and John Ostrower to talk this morning about the official announcement by Boeing that the 787 is going to be delayed again. John, you've been following this very closely with your flight blogger for the better part of a year. Why don't you start off and tell us what you make of the official news this morning?
Well, I think it's interesting that they're taking 3 months instead of a larger amount. There had been some murmurs that that there had been larger considerations entertained for potential delay. And what really strikes me is that that right now they're going to have to execute a recovery plan that doesn't necessarily add to the amount of time that they have, which they were able to retool back when they first announced the delay in October. So work was going to have to continue in earnest rather than switching around things that they have already. So they're going to have to work on Dreamliner 2 going in earnest very, very soon with parts arriving later this month and are actually at a higher state of readiness than Dreamliner 1. So I think what we're going to see is a flight test program that will really get underway in the middle or late spring. And we will see potentially Dreamliner 2 flying first. And those are the indications that I've been hearing.
Well, one of the things that strikes me from the press release this morning is that Scott Carson, the president of Boeing Commercial Airplanes, is saying what he's been saying when the previous delays were announced. The fundamental design and technology remain sound. However, we continue to be challenged by startup issues in our factory and our extended global supply chain. We're making good solid progress on the assembly of airplane number one, but the rate at which jobs are being completed has not improved sufficiently to maintain the current schedule. This is what they said the last time. At this point in this press release, there's nothing new here to provide any confidence that Boeing's going to get the job done on the revised schedule that they're suggesting.
Well, the conference call in 2 hours' time is going to be very, very interesting.
Absolutely, and I think that we're going to have to really look for a couple things right off the bat. Number one, what impact is this going to have in terms of the overall bottom line for Boeing in terms of paying penalties to airlines, but also what impact this has on its suppliers who are really kind of shouldering the brunt of any delays in terms of the fact that their contracts originally stipulated that they were not going to be paid until the first 787 was certified. So another 3 month push off of certification will definitely add an additional burden to the program, and Boeing cannot ultimately survive this if their suppliers are folding underneath them. There has to be the appropriate steps taken to ensure that they are just as healthy and able to deliver the parts for the incredible massive global supply chain that they've established already.
Addison, what are your thoughts on this whole situation?
For me, the critical thing is that there's a credibility issue that's going to really spike at this stage. And I think we're going to pick that up from the conference call this morning when certainly the Wall Street analysts who have got a lot of money on the table here are going to hopefully bring that issue right to the front and center, because what we're seeing now is shades of the A380 type issue, and the whole issue for me here is how they've been managing the flow of information.
I think the reference to the A380 bears a little discussion. The obvious comparisons are going to be made, but do you two feel that this is another A380 in the making?
So I think in some respects it might actually be more serious because when the technology is ultimately sound, you can work on that basis. But when the issue suppliers that are holding up a production rate, then you have to talk about not only a technological solution, but a skill-based solution, whether or not you have the people in place that can actually make this happen. And that is far more difficult than what is potentially a wiring problem, which came about as a result of, obviously, version conflicts in the CATIA software. So what we're going to really see here is a different kind of delay that ultimately originates both inside the factory in terms of managing the supply chain, but also outside of the factory in terms of creating these, what essentially the major components of this aircraft.
Okay, well, I think for the moment on this press release, that's about all we can do right now. We'll reconvene after the conference call and produce another podcast so our listening audience can look forward to that. This is Scott Hamilton for Addison Schoenland and John Ostrower signing off for now.
This podcast is copyrighted by Air Insight, LLC.